You're listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Wednesday, the 8th of April. I'm Marie Keyworth. There was another big takeover in the U.S., as I heard from Joe Salusi from Themis Trading in New Jersey.
We had another deal here. It was a biotech arena, and the biotech sector has been very hot. I mean, the percentage of movements there have been great. A company called Mylan bought a company called Perrigo for $30 billion. They're generic drug makers. So, you know, there is a bit of a consolidation there, but I think it's, you know, potentially a sign of kind of some companies getting access to cheap funds and taking advantage of buying competitors when they can.
Why is there this consolidation in the pharmaceutical sector in particular at the moment?
People are looking for growth, and the market has been looking for growth for a while, and that is the hottest growth sector. It's outpacing tech, you know, regular technology for a while now, so it could just be, you know, companies trying to buy more growth.
And from what you're saying, it sounds like that there could be more deals on the horizon with companies looking to spend their money on something. Are companies on a shopping spree?
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, you know, we are starting to see a few, and I do caution. Some folks think that, you know, mergers are great for the stock market, but, you know, they are also job killers. When you put two companies together, there's usually a cost savings involved, and cost savings means headcount reduction. So you have to kind of be careful here.
And something else that we've had today out of America is the minutes from the last meeting of Federal Reserve officials in March. And it seems that we don't really have any further indication about when that interest rate hike is going to happen.
Yeah, that's correct. They kind of split the verdict today on us, and some people were looking for an indication at least as to when they would move, and they came out. Several of them said June, several of the Fed governors said later in the year, and then several of them said next year. So definitely a split verdict, and I think the market reacted like a split verdict. It kind of went up, and then it went down, and went back up. So there is no clarity from the Fed when they're going to raise them. I think what is interesting, actually, in this Fed minutes, they did not have access to the latest jobs numbers report because it was done, you know, last month, and that jobs number was very weak. And last week that was reported, it was only 100-some-odd thousand. So that would make you think that they are not going to raise rates. And looking at the way the dollar actually rebounded a little bit toward the end of the day, that kind of gives me a little bit more evidence that they're, you know, I'm not really sure, actually. It's a bit of a split verdict, I should still say.
Joe Salusi there. And on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 0.2% at 17,902. At the end of the day in London, the 100-share index was down 0.4% at 6,937.